You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, welcome back here for the 9 o'clock hour on a Friday. Man, that's all you need to know. We got Dolphins practice going on. We got the Miami Hurricanes practicing. Everything's going to be rolling, including a little baseball tonight. Yankees in town. After beating Tampa Bay yesterday, they'll be in town Friday, Saturday, and Sunday if you want to go out and catch the Yankees and the Marlins. And by the way, Marlins one of the hottest teams in baseball for a while. It's been going on. It's an incredible story. It really is. It's such a great story, what they've been able to do. And they had yesterday off and back at it. And, you know, Omar asked me, it's a great story, Dan, all day Dan Day, about this series. Beat the Yankees 2 out of 3 would be huge. Yeah, I was thinking about it. And they, look it, they play a zillion series, play 162 games. We're down to the last third of the games right now. But, yeah, you beat the Yankees 2 out of 3, and you look at payroll and that stuff, that would be – they've beaten a lot of teams now. They took Milwaukee, you know, spends money, and Giants spend money, and they swept them. They've got some great series so far, and they've won a ton of them here and had a nice couple of winning streaks as well. So great stuff. Jesus Sanchez did get traded to the Astros. But for me, personally, I'm glad they kept Cabrera. And I know he's got elbow problems from time to time. Right now he's pitching his ass off. Alcantara also pitching great, had some good outings, has just looked a lot more like himself. Hold on to him. I know there's risk. You didn't get rid of him, but they were saying they wanted a lot for him. Well, they should.
Well, the other thing is, Joe, keeping him, they still have control of him for another season or two, so they could either trade him in the offseason or trade him before the deadline.
I think they're worried about the injury side of this thing, especially with Cabrera.
Yeah, that's the problem.
But, man, they got a nice little core of players and the pitching from starting pitching to the relief pitching has just, who are these guys? It's been great. So they've just got some really good stories. This guy managing this team has just been unbelievable. He really has. You know, we beat all these guys up in all these sports, and this guy comes in and they kind of gave you a heads up. This might be a rough year. We think next year will be a lot better, but it's going to be a little rough. There's going to be growing pains, and they're 52-55, and they're about ready to run down St. Louis. They're about ready to run down San Francisco. And matter of fact, San Francisco kind of threw in the towel. They traded away a lot of guys. So, I'm curious to see how they look. This starting with this series against the Yankees. So if you get a chance, want to go out to the games Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. New York Yankees in town, minus Judge. But Mr. Stanton, I saw, hit a home run yesterday. So he's back and going strong. So we got all that stuff. We're going to have Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk's going to join us here in a few minutes. You know, we've had a lot of crazy stories, right? It's just a lot of crazy stuff going on. We got the one story that we always have, guys holding out, not happy about their contracts, right? Usually seems to be a guy 29, 30, trying to get one last contract. And so we've got some of that. We got guys now, I for the life of me, do not understand why you hold out and pay $50,000. All you got to do is hold in, show up, do a couple of drills, hang out, stand behind everybody, watch what's going on, let your agent work, and try to get a deal done. But why $50,000? You saw Hendrickson, what he did.
Yeah.
Came back. What was he down? About $250,000. Yeah. And his agent goes, hey, listen, you're not getting this money back. Let's get back to camp here.
I mean, isn't it just as rebellious to show up and stand there and do nothing as it is to not show up?
Yeah. So, whew, just crazy stuff. So now this Christian Wilkins story has got some more craziness to it. I see Raiders defensive tackle Adam Butler on Christian Wilkins. If you got something going on, get some therapy.
Whoa.
That's crazy. Christian was great here. Christian was, he was a leader, played with, like, he was 17 years old, athletic, durable. And he goes there and the thing's a disaster. He got a lot of money. He's set now. He got set for life money.
Yeah.
He got big, big money. He's going to be fighting over this last 35 or 36, 37 million, whatever's left on the guaranteed money. I don't know how that's going to work out. But a lot of crazy, crazy stories coming out about Christian Wilkins.
You know Christian better than I do, but he has that kind of silly personality. Do you think maybe it played okay here in Miami because we knew him as a rookie?
Yes.
And it just didn't play over there, yes, with the Raiders because they didn't know his type of personality.
I don't think he got strange and, you know.
Yeah, I think he's just silly. Like, he's funny. Like, he jokes around a lot.
But whatever it was, apparently guys didn't take it well because they got rid of him. And talking about how important he was going to be to this team. And first of all, you're injured. And then second, whatever happened this offseason where they think you're coming back and you're still injured and they want you to do one thing and you do another and then all this other stuff. And some guy goes to HR complaining that you kissed him on the head.
Yeah. And then it didn't help. He had a video of him dancing in like a club when he was supposed to have a broken foot. That hurt him a little bit too.
Yeah, none of that stuff's good. Yeah, that's it's just the fact that it's Christian. And as soon as this gets taken care of and he gets healthy, somebody's going to pick him back up.
Yeah.
He won't get big dollars, but he's going to get picked back up and he's going to be playing football for somebody. I mean, it's kind of hard to imagine. He just lost his whole football game outside of the injury where he played just five games last year. We're going to have Mike Florio join us, and we'll talk more about this whole situation with Christian Wilkins. We'll talk a little bit about the league right now and getting set for preseason football and everything else. All that is going to be coming up. But first, before we do, I want to talk about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. Love talking about what's going on, man. I hope you have time this weekend if you're starting to look around for a new SUV or a truck. Boy, I'll tell you what. I don't like to take away from anything because the Corvettes are just smoking hot and everything else. But, man, you start talking about South Florida Chevy dealers. First thing I do is I go to the SUV family. And not because I just got it like my 10th Tahoe, the 2025 Tahoe. No, I do like it. But I want to talk about all of them, the midsize, the all-new Equinox. Oh, my gosh. Whether you want a regular Equinox or the electric Equinox SUV, it's got a great look to it, and it has got just plenty of room for you and your family to really enjoy yourself. Matter of fact, if you're still looking to buy something and get away for a quick vacation and you want something a little smaller than Suburban or Tahoe, our big boys are fantastic. If you need the big, big family and the dogs and everything, we got those and they're fantastic. No better. But the 2025 Traverse, man, just underneath that Tahoe has got so much space, plenty of room for you, plenty of room for all your cargo, you're taking care of the turbocharged 2.5 liter engine. I just wanted to stop by. If you're looking for an SUV, we got 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. Take a test drive, check them out. We got some great deals going on for you to get a brand new SUV. And by the way, while you're there, if you're in the truck family, it's like we've custom made a Silverado truck perfect for your lifestyle, perfect for work. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today and this weekend for outstanding offers going on right now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, welcome back and good morning. Happy Friday to everybody out there. Always fun for me to have Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk on and talk about the league that never sleeps, man, and also the NFL not for long when things aren't going well. Just ask Christian Wilkins. Mike, there's some crazy stories out there. I thought I knew Christian Wilkins pretty well. What the hell happened? First of all, the guy was so durable here, and of course you can get injured any time, but the fight over the money. You think he – I had more Dolphin guys ask me what I think is going to happen. What's going to happen with that whole thing? Will he see most of that guaranteed money, in your opinion?
Well, Joe, there's two different questions. First of all, he suffered a foot injury last year in the fifth game of the season, and there was a fight between the team and Wilkins, a disagreement over whether or not a surgical procedure was necessary earlier this year. And push came to shove, and the end result was that, and this came from ESPN's report on Wednesday, or maybe Tuesday. Hell, maybe it was even Monday. This week is a blur for me because I just got back from Canton. But the end result was the Raiders took steps to void the remaining guarantees, $35.2 million, on June 4. So this thing was coming to a head on June 4, and it was kept under wraps. Last Thursday, the last day, I believe, in the 50-day window under the collective bargaining agreement to file a grievance, Wilkins filed a grievance challenging the decision to wipe out his guarantees over this disagreement regarding whether or not he was properly rehabbing the injury. Mm-hmm. Now, at or about the same time, this issue had unfolded within the organization where there was an allegation that he had done something to a teammate, reportedly kissed him on the head, maybe side of the head. The teammate took exception. The teammate ended up at human resources, and that ended up contributing in some way, shape, or form to the ultimate termination. So the two issues are this. Did Wilkins do something that allowed the Raiders to invalidate his guarantees as it relates to his rehab? And then was this incident that happened with the teammate, is that separately something that would justify wiping out the guarantees? And one of the key pieces of evidence, when you terminate a player, there's a box you have to check on the form. And what the Ravens did a few years ago to get around Earl Thomas's guarantee of like $10 million, he was terminated for personal conduct that was adverse to the interest of the organization. Because a full guarantee doesn't mean full guarantee, Joe. It means you're guaranteed against a release for skill, for injury, or for salary cap. You can cut a guy for another reason, and it's not guaranteed. And that's what the Ravens did with Thomas, and that's maybe what the Raiders did with Wilkins. So we'll just see how it all plays out. You know, there's a lot of stuff that we don't know, and there's a lot of stuff we may never know because it doesn't play out in open court. But these are all things that are to be determined through the NFL's arbitration system.
Yeah, and listen, he's a hell of a player before he got hurt. He'll get picked up. Could you see somebody trying to, as soon as this gets settled, trying to pick him up and bring him into rehab and get him ready to play on the cheap on a contract?
One of the key questions is whether he does need another surgery.
Yeah.
And And I've heard some rumbling that maybe his agents are starting to acknowledge that he maybe does need that after all, which, of course, that's something they're not going to want to admit to loudly, because then that reinforces the Raiders' position that he should have had it.
Hey, so anyway, there's a lot of different things. I got to ask you about Canton for a second, and I wanted to ask you, I talked to Darren Rizzi, and he's talking about, hey, I think 70%+ are going to get returned. You had a chance to see it last night. What do you think? You think we'll see more teams doing that, or still just go, we'll just go to the 35 and play defense? What do you think happens?
Look, this was the first thing that came up last year, and it came up even before the season. Going into week one, I was talking to people around the league about, what do you think is going to happen here? And when you looked at the numbers, just from the preseason, if the average return is the 29.3, why not just bang it out of the end zone and give up the 30? You're taking off the table the possibility of a long return. And the immediate chatter was, if they had just put this at the 35, this wouldn't be an issue. So the thinking is the
wow.
extra 5 yards
Amazing.
Is enough to encourage teams to kick it in play and to try to make a tackle inside the 35. Because the other side of it, too, yeah, there's a chance you're going to have a long return, and there will be long returns. There's also a chance you're going to force a fumble. We saw that last night, first
yep,
play of the game.
Right off the bat.
Fumble on the kick return. So the 35, last year it was a given that if it had just been the 35, there wouldn't have been so many touchbacks. And this year it's going to be more kick returns. And it's funny, Joe, they were obsessed with the kick return being the most dangerous play in the game. And so their way of dealing with it was to have fewer of them. Now they're going to have more of them. But I think really at the core, they say they're worried about concussions. What they wanted to avoid, or what they want to minimize, the high-speed collisions between two players running unimpeded at each other, dip that helmet at the point of impact, maximum pressure on the cervical spine, possibility of a broken neck and paralysis. So with all the guys bunched together, like I call it the electric football
kickoff,
where once the player catches the ball, the kid flips the switch and the players go, you don't have the same high-speed collisions. Although the kickers do get blown up. That's the one flaw in this. There have been some big hits on kickers because you do get a running start before you can get that guy who's trailing the play.
You know, it's funny. The special teams coordinators are getting back to earning their money again, man, with these returns. And even though you're still limited on things you can do, hey, by the way, the other thing you hit I loved was – and I've never been able to understand it because I like every dollar I make, and I'm guessing you do too – why are you doing a holdout when you can do a hold in and save your money and pick and choose if you want to do certain drills or not and work it out with the team, but you're there and you don't get fined, especially $50,000 a day like some of these guys? I'm so glad you brought it up. It's never made sense. It didn't make sense during mini camp either.
If you're not on your rookie contract, the team can't waive those fines. Terry McLaurin lost $200,000 before he showed up. Trey Hendrickson lost a couple $100,000 before he showed up. And what do you really gain from it? The thinking is, look, because this all got thrown off track 2 years ago when J.C. Treader, who was the president of the union at the time, joked kind of sort of about disgruntled players faking injuries. And I had a conversation the other day, and it was very enlightening. It's like, no, you don't need to fake injuries. You've played football for 20 years. There is something on your body.
Yep.
That will keep you from practicing if you focus on it. You're not faking, you're focusing. And so it's no coincidence. You know, Michael Parsons has not practiced yet for the Cowboys. Will he take the field without a new contract that meets his satisfaction? I believe if he had held out, he would have gotten the contract he was looking for. He may get it anyway without holding out. And the thinking may be, He's bigger of a distraction in the building than if he was out of the building. So we'll see where it goes. And I'm just stunned. We reported last night in the pregame show that he told the Cowboys when they were trying to do a deal with him directly in March, call my agent, and they haven't. They still haven't called his agent. They've talked to his agent about other things. They haven't called him about Micah's contract.
That is absolutely crazy. You think there's any way he sits out? If there's one guy, I would say Micah Parsons might try it knowing he's going to get paid somewhere at some point.
I don't know if he's wired to not play. Michael Hawley and I were talking this morning about both Terry McLaurin and Michael Parsons and the situation they're in. And when you consider the fines and the penalties and giving up game checks, I settled on something and we talked it through because I think it's very difficult to do it out of the blue when the time on the calendar arrives. I think the thing to do is right now hold a press conference and say, and if you're Terry McLaurin or Michael Parsons, this is what you do. Hey, I want everyone to know, unless I get a new contract that gives me financial security after this season, if this team makes it to the playoffs, I will not be playing in the playoffs. I will be done when my contract is fulfilled with the last game of the regular season, because everything after that is basically free work, considering what we get paid for postseason games. And I want everyone to know it now. I want my teammates to know it now. I want my coaches to know it now. I want the fans to know it now. That is my deadline. I will play the whole season. I will honor my contract, but only my contract. I will not play in the postseason. That's a way to really exert some leverage. Now, there's a greater element of surprise if you do it out of the blue, but, you know, the problem is they will hate you if you try to do that. But the way the CBA is structured, Joe, that's a way to avoid daily fines. That's a way to avoid game checks. You finish your contract. You finish the season.
Right.
You walk away. I'm done. See you later. What are you going to do? They can't find him. He's not on the team anymore after this year. Oh, we're going to find you. We're going to take it from your game check. I'm signing with someone else next year. Sorry. See you later. You can't touch me.
You know, Mike, I really don't pay attention to all this stuff, but we got some really good players. Hendrickson, one of the best pass rushers. McLaurin coming off 13 touchdowns as a wide receiver. Micah Parsons, maybe the most gifted defensive player we have in the league. But all these guys threatening, obviously, to sit out and want to be traded. When it's all said and done, when this first game pops up, I think they're all playing football for the teams they're on. Do you agree?
Well, I tend to think that's the case. Look, I don't know how the Commanders are going to respond to the trade demand from Terry McLaurin. There's a fundamental disagreement there over what he's worth on a third contract. Obviously, they want to give him one, but he's at 15.5. How much more do you give a guy who's going to be 30 in September? Hendrickson's a little bit older. With those guys, it's a little tougher. With Parsons, it's simple. He should be the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. The question is it going to be 41.1 million, just 100,000 a year ahead of TJ Watt? Is it going to be 45?
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's the count. The Cowboys are stubborn. The Cowboys are short-sighted. Oh. The Cowboys drag their feet. And I think they would like to kick the can through 2025 and only pay Micah Parsons $24 million this year. And I know people hear that and say, oh, God, we should all be so underpaid. But when the market's 41 and you deserve to be top of the market and they're offering you 24 and it's a one-year deal without multi-year security and generational wealth and all the things that he's earned. He's earned these things and they're denying them because for them, it's a bigger game. It is year after year. You know, every football team is a giant machine and the players are the parts and the players eventually get replaced and the machine has to keep running and they want to make the machine run on the cheapest possible total part requirement. And that's why the Cowboys do some of these things that are kind of stupid. And, you know, for as stupid as it is to drag their feet, they got Micah Parsons last year for $3 million. They may get him this year for $24 million. Mm. That's a pretty good bargain if they can pull that off.
Yeah. Hey, before I let you go, Netflix quarterback. I love all the shows. I'm still like Hard Knocks when it starts back up on HBO. But Kirk Cousins, I was a little surprised he decided to do this unless he's got some big game plan. I'm still trying to get out of Atlanta. Why would he do the show? I mean, he's a lot more likable, I think, doing the show. I thought the first time around he was. Why would Kirk Cousins do Netflix the quarterback?
Well, Joe, I assume he agreed to do it before he realized he was going to get benched during the 2024 season. And now, he had to have had an inkling because they had drafted Michael Penix Jr. I don't know whether he committed in the window between signing with the Falcons and the Falcons drafting Penix. Now, if that's the case, then, yeah, he didn't see any of this coming, and let's go do quarterback again, and everybody loved me after I did it the first time, and sure, I'll do it again. New team, new state, new everything. Yeah, let's go do this. The Penix dynamic changed everything, and then Cousins gets benched, and, hey, He's making $90 million. He's going to make $100 million. Yeah. The question is, who's going to pay him the final 10? It's either going to be the Falcons or somebody else. But he got $62.5 million last year. He's getting $27.5 million this year.
Oh.
And lost in all of this is how ridiculous it was for the Falcons to give him that money when they were plotting to draft a quarterback. That's a lot of money to spend to make no one think that you may be taking Michael Penix Jr. with the 8th pick in the draft.
Yeah, Mike, that's just absolutely crazy. Mike, get some sleep, man. Thank you so much for coming on. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Joe. See you, buddy.
All right, Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk joining us. Hey, we got a lot more stuff to get to. Alan Poupart from SI, Dolphins Insider, going to join us. We're going to talk a little bit about the Miami Dolphins when we come back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Eniade.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.